Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio in for Dean Richards on the Sunday morning show. And honored to have in studio and off the air, former Governor Pat Quinn had mentioned that he had actually had the opportunity to see John Belushi and Bill Murray.
Both of them. I think it was 1971 at Second City. The both of them had just started that summer. You were watching geniuses, the two of them. The first time I saw Bill Murray, he kind of had stage fright a little bit. His brother, Brian Doyle Murray, had been at Second City for quite some time. But Bill Murray got over stage fright pretty quickly.
Now, we think of you in your official capacity as one of Illinois' greatest public servants, and of course, as our former governor, lieutenant governor. Is there any thought where, you know, because we see you as in your kind of public persona, was there ever any chance that you would have pursued a career in comedy? Like, there are some funny moments in politics, some very, you know,
that's for sure,
terrifying, tragic, and sad moments as
no,
well.
No, I'm in the audience. I was in the audience back, I was just out of college in 1971, but, it was, Second City is a treasure, today and back in the past and as well in the future. It's, a special place where improvisational comedy was really invented. When you see Saturday Night Live, the original cast and soon thereafter, Belushi and Bill Murray, and many more came from
Know at the time, you know, that you were seeing really what was going to be the future of, I think, comedic television, at least for the next kind of whatever 10-15 years?
Well, Saturday Night Live didn't begin until 1975, but in the early 70s, late 60s, you could tell that there was something burgeoning, innovative. The whole idea of improvisational comedy is natural. It's not derivative, it's original. Today, when you watch TV, a lot of folks are just copying what began a long time ago here.
We've been fortunate enough here in Illinois to have you be involved, be original, and come up with some great ideas and some great plans and support things. I mean, I remember interviewing you years ago when you were working on behalf of and forwarding some of the efforts of the Citizens Utility Board and Cubs. You've always been one of those people that has kind of helped create and move programs forward to help people, and today is no exception. So let's talk about this. You've got a new petition. It's called Take Charge Chicago. What is it? How does it work? And why do we need to know about it?
Well, it's just how CUB began. Citizen Utility Board, which is Illinois' largest consumer group, and it represents consumers against utilities, that began with a referendum in 1982 in Chicago. And that's what we're trying to do now, put a referendum, two of them actually, on the ballot in Chicago. We need to get 100,000 signatures for the two referendums that are called Take Charge Chicago. The first one deals with setting up a consumer advocate for taxpayers. For anybody listening who has a high property tax bill, the property taxes went up $588 million in Chicago this year. It's more than $500 million. And we ought to have somebody in city government, elected by the people, elected by taxpayers, that fights for taxpayers, advocates for everyday people, helps them with their property tax appeals, and takes on a system that's unfair. Too often, the tax system is very unfair to everyday people who live from paycheck to paycheck. So we're trying to put a referendum on the ballot for a consumer advocate for taxpayers, and at the same time, another referendum to put term limits on the mayor of Chicago. Every big city in America has term limits on their mayor except Chicago, and we think that we ought to have a term limit, 2 4-year terms, same thing as they have in New York and Los Angeles and Philadelphia and Houston. And we can put this on the ballot by petition signatures, Dane, and it's a binding referendum. It's not advisory. If the people vote for it, it's the law. The mayor can't change it. The city council can't change it unless they do a referendum, and other people will speak in a referendum.
So again, knowing that process intimately as far as the political process and how to get things done. So that's the reason that you took this route, was to go directly to the people with it, because, a mayor, a sitting mayor, is probably unlikely to, pass his own term limits. Right. And when, you've got a giant budget shortfalls and you're looking to kind of generate those dollars, you can go ahead and just, you know, push through the property tax. It's kind of like the fox guarding the hen house, right?
Exactly right. Matter of fact, at the Pride Parade, one of our volunteers went up to the incumbent mayor and asked him to sign the petition for term limits.
Now,
would
he do
mayor.
It just as like, hey, I signed the petition?
No, he declined. He kind of sent our little volunteer away. College student, learned politics 101 there. But, you know, that is the purpose. You know, the government, the mayor's office does not belong to the mayor. It belongs to the voters, the taxpayers, the people who foot the bill. And that's why putting term limits on the mayor, you know, in Illinois, there are 20 cities already that have term limits on the mayor. Places like Naperville and Springfield and Des Plaines and Oak Lawn, communities have already done this by referendum. And our Constitution in Illinois gives voters the direct right by gathering signatures. We've got to get 100,000 signatures, which is a lot of names, I can tell you.
I mean, it sounds like a really big number, but as a guy who's been through that process, you have to get signatures for every election. Is it something that's almost insurmountable, or is this something if people get involved, you can do pretty quickly?
Well, you got to work at it. It's like building a network. You know, we want to do it thoroughly. Yesterday I was at Fiesta del Sol on the southwest side, you know, on Cermak and Ashland. We had a huge, huge crowd. 1.3 million people come through there in their four-day fiesta. And so we got a lot of signatures there. It was very hot. You know, you got to have endurance in this deal. But we've been to all kinds of parades and picnics. We go to Millennium Park. The Great Lawn there is a great place to get signatures. But, you know, I found I was governor for 6 years. It was an honor to be governor. But in doing petition passing, you get to talk to people one-on-one. You know, you get to visit with folks. And I say, do you live in Chicago? Some people do, and they sign our petition. Some folks live in the suburbs or out of town, and you still get the chance to visit with them. And, you know, too often the politics of modern day are, you know, on TV with attack ads and, you know, meanness, tweets, all that. I don't go for that. I like person to person. That's what democracy is, and that's how our country started.
Well, Governor, you've always been one of those guys throughout the course of the years that had always had, I think, the best of intentions, trying to set programs in place that help people's lives. And I think you always were one of those guys that kind of stayed on the positive side of things. And now, you know, hey, no one can see the future. You never know what can happen here or there. But as you get out and kind of, you know, get with people, which you have always done, are you enjoying the feedback that you're getting from some of the residents of Illinois? That
some people miss me. It's right. Good to hear that. You know, I miss them. You know, one day you're a peacock, the next day you're a feather duster, you know, in politics. So I'm a civilian now. And, you know, I think some of the things going on in state government are just plain wrong and have hurt people and vulnerable people. And I don't like, you know, reckless and ruthless policies that harm folks who are raising kids and trying to work a job, and, you know, they're paying their taxes. So we got to change things. But you're right. I believe in optimism and positive. You know, the way you really invigorate Illinois, and for that matter, Chicago and our whole country, is petition passing. It is the most fundamental act of citizenship. You can pass a petition. Our country began that way. We petitioned the King of England. We wanted independence. You know, King George III was on the throne in England for 59 years.
That's a long time.
The founding fathers did not want office holders staying too long in the same office. And that's why term limits have always been popular in American democracy. And having an advocate, like we have at the Citizen Utility Board, to fight every day for taxpayers and consumers. We need that in city government. And New York already has it. They've had it for 25 years, an elected person called a public advocate there that fights for the public and doesn't have to hold hands with the mayor all the time.
We're going to talk a little bit about the public advocate or the consumer advocate when we come back from the break. But I did want to ask, you know, the whole 59 years, you can make an argument that it was like, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, and what have you found that seems to be, I don't want to say Illinois, but maybe Chicago's kind of affinity or, you know, with it, with, I don't know, dysfunction, right? We sort of embrace like our image as like this, you know, whether it's the kickback or the corruption, you know, you don't get people being as negative about it as you think they should be.
Well, we don't want to tolerate corruption. And I would tell you, every time I go to a parking meter, I think of the need for term limits on the mayor and a consumer advocate for taxpayers. Because, you know, there were some bum deals that really harmed the public. You know, they sold the parking meters and now we're paying these sky-high rates and all that. And then the property tax bill that's arriving, you know, having to be paid tomorrow, that ultimately is the cost of government in Chicago from too often neglect and things that weren't done right in the past. And so I think it is a kind of an alarm bell to all of us that we got to change the structure of the government to produce this, whether it's the parking meters or the high property taxes. And, you know, we can do it by petition and binding referendum. And that's where the voters go around the mayor, go around the city council. And, you know, anybody listening, Dane, that wants to get a petition or learn about this more, we're at 773 area code 999-2016. That's our phone number, 773-999-2016. And our website is takechargechicago.org. And we've had lots and lots of people gather signatures already and sign the petition. You know, some people, one lady, Carolyn Ruff, over 1,000 signatures herself. She just goes out and gets names. And,
see?
Yeah, I'm so inspired by Carolyn and many people like her who volunteer in the heart of America, the heart of Illinois, the heart of Chicago is a heart of a volunteer.
Never underestimate the power of an individual to do things to make some changes. We're going to talk a little bit about when we come back from the break, the consumer advocate position, and then some of the things as far as the petition and how it can get done. We're not reinventing the wheel here. Pat Quinn is not. It's the kind of thing happening in some of the biggest cities in New York and also other communities all across Illinois as well. We've got former Governor Pat Quinn in studio with us, 312-981-7200. If you want to text in, if you may want to call in, you can do that. It's Dane and for Dean on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio in for Dean Richards on the Sunday morning show on what is probably the, you know, one of many in the future beautiful days, but just great weather here. And it's a great day to have in studio former Governor Pat Quinn. Pat, welcome to WGN.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I've been here a time or two, and we wish Dean well. You know, I heard Dean when he was on WMRO in Aurora before he came to GN. You know, we've been friends a long time.
He's a WGN Walk of Famer. Great career, obviously, on television, covering the entertainment side, and of course here at the radio station as well. When you say we wish him well, it made me think maybe he's under the weather today. And then we've had some people, you know, call and text in that that he's just out enjoying Lollapalooza.
Oh boy,
I'm not sure exactly where Dean is. Bennett, do we know where Dean is, or is it a? Oh, he's in New York, so he's probably
entitled. He's everywhere, you know. He goes to L.A., New York, and you name it. He covers entertainment so well for all of us. You know, I really follow Dean's recommendations on movies and, you know, things to do.
Yeah,
and he really is a volunteer. You know, we talked before the break about, you know, our country is built on volunteerism, where people, out of the goodness of their heart, volunteer for something they believe in. And that's why petition passing is so good, that people can do something with a petition in their neighborhood or at work or church, wherever they might be, gathering names. That's the essence of American democracy.
Well, you're here. You never stop, you know, with different causes out there to try to do what you can individually to help the citizens of Illinois. Take Charge Chicago is the petition that you're here today. I didn't know, you know, normally as a governor, you're wearing suits. I wasn't sure. I'd ask Bennett if you were going to come in sweatpants, because you're certainly entitled to do that, you know, and here in different capacities at the station. Do you feel is there more pressure now or less pressure?
I don't have to wear ties as much. Okay. When you're in civilian life, I usually have my petition passing uniform of blue pants and long sleeve shirt rolled up. You know, it is good when you're going around. People sometimes are a little surprised to see me with clipboards and petitions. And, you know, we get to shake hands and visit. I was at Fiesta del Sol yesterday. If any of the listeners are looking for a great place to visit today, it's at Cermak in Ashland around that time, Cermak and May Street on the near Pilsen. And you know, we're so blessed, because if you can't go to Mexico or if you can't go to India, you can go to Pilsen for Mexican stuff and
some great festive environment. Yeah. And of course the food, spirits, and all the
exactly. And Devon Avenue, you can go to India and Pakistan or wherever you might want to go.
See,
and
that's the great
we're
thing
lucky
about Illinois and Chicago specifically. The diversity is definitely there. And you were there at Fiesta del Sol yesterday, so you can speak with you know, a level of experience and authority saying people should get out there. You mentioned Dean, you like his his reviews. And I think part of the reason we appreciate opinions like Dean's when it comes to either whether it's something as entertaining but simple as movie reviews is because we know he has an independent voice, you know, that we trust his judgment and we know what his judgment is going to be and that it isn't tainted by an outside force or maybe just his affinity for Russell Crowe or other stars that he likes. So when you come down to this consumer advocate position, I think you're going to need that kind of individual in a position like that, someone who can represent and support the consumers, but also be independent. And how is that going
to
happen?
Well, here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get signatures on a petition to put a referendum on the ballot to have a consumer advocate for taxpayers here in Chicago. And that person would be elected by the voters, not appointed by the mayor. Right now, there's an agency called the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Services. The person there is appointed by the mayor. They're not independent. We think that it should be elected, that position, and the person running that should always have an agency or part of the department that fights and helps taxpayers navigate through a very complex property tax system. The Illinois property tax system, I used to be the commissioner of the Board of Property Tax Appeals long ago. In 1982, I got elected. And that, you know, we help people appeal their assessment. Oftentimes, there are mistakes in your assessment. It might be the description of your property, or it may be that you're assessed higher than your market value, or you may have a property that is not uniformly assessed with other similar homes in your neighborhood. Those are complex things sometimes, and people need a little helping hand to even prepare their appeal. And I think Chicago should have that on an ongoing permanent basis. So when people get a property tax bill, it looks like Egyptian hieroglyphics for a lot of people. They need someone to be there, to be their advocate, to help them fill out the appeal forms, learn how to do an appeal, and win assessment and property tax relief for themselves. And that's why I believe in this Office of Consumer Advocate, because it needs to be independent of the mayor, and it needs to be there for taxpayers.
It's one thing to create an office. It's one thing to fund an office and have it be kind of separate and independent in the kind of things that it can do. But how are you... how are you going to structure whatever kind of power it has to either stop, you know, things, reverse things that may be wrong, or is it just going to be a separate office that can at least get the word out so consumers can make
choices?
Well,
there's an agency that exists now, this department, but it has an appointed person running it. I think we should have an elected person, a consumer advocate, who not only helps taxpayers and consumers whenever they see unfairness, and that includes helping people fight against unfair assessments on their property. But also, I think they should monitor compliance, Dane, with the Freedom of Information Act. The city of Chicago has a very poor record at complying with requests from the public for information about their government that they're paying for. And that's part of the mission that we put in the referendum. Also fighting for a clean environment, a healthful environment. Chicago used to have a Department of Environment, doesn't have that anymore. And I think we need to straighten that out. And, you know, clean water, more than ever is an important issue when you see Flint, Michigan and that.
Right.
And so you need to have an independent person elected by the taxpayers to fight for the consumers and taxpayers of our city. I live in Chicago. I've lived, you know, in the same house for 33 years, and it's important to have someone that fights for us.
So for those people who want to get more information about all the different specifics within the petition, how they can find you at whatever event you may be or sign up online or in their specific neighborhood or community, how can people get involved?
Yeah, our phone number is 773, that's the area code, and then 999-2016. And a lot of folks have called us and we sent them a petition, 773-999-2016. Or if you go online, it's takechargechicago.org. And it has all the information on our website about what we're trying to do. Term limits on the mayor and electing a consumer advocate for taxpayers. Two different referendums that the people of Chicago can vote on and approve. And no matter what the mayor thinks, no matter what the city council wants, we can go around them and do it ourselves. And I think we need more of that really in Illinois, in our whole state. When you see gridlock in state government, we ought to have a power of binding referendum to break the gridlock with a crowbar and let the people have a chance at voting at an important referendum.
As a participant at some of the highest levels in the world of politics and having the two parties conventions just wrapping up, what's your thought as someone who is one of us and as also a spectator, but having been there, what do you think?
Well, I've been to a lot of conventions. I didn't go this time. I thought it was important to let other folks who had never been to a convention have a chance to do that. But you know, the speech the other night by Dr. Khan, and his wife was standing by him. You know, I went to over 300 military funerals and military memorials for service members from Illinois who were killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. And I think it's very solemn that we honor Gold Star parents, moms and dads who raise these wonderful young men and women who answered the call to duty. They raised their hand and they volunteered to join our military. They said, "Here I am, take me." And they went to very foreboding and dangerous places. As governor and lieutenant governor, I went to Iraq twice and once to Afghanistan. And I revere anybody who has served in our military and served so honorably to protect our democracy. And I think Dr. Khan spoke for all of America that those are our heroes, those men and women who answered the call to duty and volunteered. We should honor them and their parents who gave them their values. And, you know, I think that is something I took out of the convention, certainly, that those are the enduring values of America. Our country is built on folks who aren't celebrities, who'll never be on TV, perhaps, but they're the heart and soul of America. They volunteer for the military. They volunteer for all kinds of great causes that make our country and our state a great place.
Take Charge Chicago is the name of the petition that former Governor Pat Quinn is working on and for, and you'll give out that website one more time. And we have had some people text in, and this one addresses term limits for the mayor of the city of Chicago. But one of the questions that's come through a few times is would you support, or maybe another petition down the road, for term limits for, you know, major positions within Illinois government, like Speaker of the House?
I certainly do. I support term limits for all the major offices, whether it be statewide elected offices or a Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, all the other legislators. I think we need to have that, because if you really read about the beginning of our democracy, the Founding Fathers did not want one person in the same office for an extended period of time. They called it rotation of office, different people contributing to our democracy, fresh ideas. And that's why we're doing term limits on the mayor of Chicago. We got to get it started somewhere. That's a good place.
He served in a number of different capacities here in Illinois, always as an advocate for the consumer, whether it's Citizens Utility Board, of course, as our most recent governor here in Illinois. And one more time with the website for people to get involved in Take Charge Chicago.
TakeChargeChicago.org is our website to learn about the petition and learn about the referendums. And thank you very much.
TakeChargeChicago.org. Former Governor Pat Quinn, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Dame.